Welcome to the Sage Thought Leadership Podcast, transforming the way people think and work so their organizations can thrive. Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to our podcast. I'm Ed Kless, and with me today is Julie Winkle Giuliani. Julie is a champion for workplace growth and development and helps executives and leaders optimize talent and potential within their organizations. One of Inc. Magazine's top 100 speakers, she is the author of Promotions Are So Yesterday, Redefine Career Development, Help Your Employees Thrive, and is the co-author of the international bestseller, Help Them Grow or Watch Them Go, Career Conversation Organizations Need and Employees Want, translated into 7 languages. Julie contributes to articles on leadership, career development, and workplace trends to numerous publications, including The Economist. Welcome to the Sage Thought Leadership Podcast, Julie.
Thank you, Ed. I've been looking forward to this.
Well, first off, Julie, why do you do what you do?
Great question. And we could talk about that probably all day long. But I guess boiling it down to its essence, development is so vital, you know, to individuals. Employees crave the opportunity to grow and to learn. And organizations, they need it more now probably than ever. And yet for most organizations, it's just not happening, or it's not happening in a way that resonates for employees. And so when you can't look at the news without hearing more about the great resignation. You know, folks are leaving in droves for a variety of reasons. But one theme that comes through consistently is development, you know, or I guess more accurately, lack of development. And so the writing, the speaking, the consulting I do, it's all around helping managers understand the problem, address this problem, be able to offer meaningful development to their folks, and in the process, allow employees to thrive. And, you know, that kind of dovetails nicely into your podcast mission, because when employees thrive, that means that organizations are able to thrive as well.
Sure. Well, you have, as mentioned in the bio, a new book, which is Promotions Are So Yesterday, Redefine Career Development and Help Employees Thrive. So talk about the title a little bit, Promotions Are So Yesterday.
Yeah, intentionally a little bit provocative there. But as we look at the business landscape today, things are so different. You look at what's happening in business, downsizing, right-sizing, open slots that are staying open longer. Until recently, boomers were staying in place, taking up spots on that org chart longer. Now in hybrid organizations, there's more competition for roles because the traditional geographic boundaries no longer create limitations. So the business landscape has changed, but the internal landscape has changed as well. The last couple of years, I mean, they've changed us. We were already being changed, but it's kind of amplified that. And people are looking at their jobs and they want their jobs to do more for them. You know, it's got to pay the bills and that kind of thing, obviously. But we need more. We're looking for more from our work. So what's happened is, my observation is that careers have changed, but career development hasn't really quite kept up. And so this idea of defaulting into this limited way of thinking about careers as, you know, kind of a title, and career development is the promotion that gets you there, it's just going to continue to set us up for the dissatisfaction so many employees are feeling around development. So I'd like to put promotions in the category of yesterday and offer something that's more contemporary, more useful, and updated sort of definition or approach that aligns with what employees need and want and what organizations can do today.
As I think about your book and what you're bringing out here, I'm recall like a time in the early, late 60s, early 70s, when a company like IBM, for example, wouldn't necessarily promote people per se, but move them around the organization to different areas to get have them experience different leadership situations, but also just different aspects of the business. And I think that's something that's really lacking today. We hire somebody into a customer service area and we expect, okay, you're just going to go up the customer service track. What's the career track for customer service? And maybe that's not the best thing that at least larger organizations should be doing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Moving up the corporate ladder, while sort of the default setting for what success looks like for most of us, isn't necessarily what's going to lead to success, either individually or organizationally in many cases. And so internal mobility, you know, the idea of lateral moves, going from a one-dimensional career ladder sort of metaphor to a climbing wall or the lattice or the jungle gym, is definitely an evolution of how we might want to think about career development. And yet, even when it comes to those internal moves, the challenge for managers and employees is they frequently have very little control over whether that kind of thing can happen. Just like with promotions, that's dictated from somewhere else in the organization. Lateral moves can be outside of the employee and manager's control as well. And so what I've tried to do in the book is to look at what's in the sphere of influence of managers, employees, and employees. You know, what is the sandbox within which they can play and explore and learn and grow? And the truth is that right within someone's role, there are enormous opportunities for growth. If we start looking at what growth and development looks like, if we start developing a broader definition of what it is and do that a little bit differently. And so what the book aspires to do is introduce this multidimensional career framework that, while climbing the corporate ladder is one, you know, expression of that, one way we can grow, there are actually seven other dimensions in this framework that are totally within the sphere of influence of managers and their employees.
Well, we'd love for people to get the book to read what those seven are, but just give us a little sample of one.
Yeah. And I'm happy to quickly go through all of them even without giving away the store. So the first one that we talk about in the book is contribution. You know, we have a human need to be of service, to make a difference, to be helpful, to step up, to do more. And it's a huge opportunity for growth and development. When you think about a manager, like, what manager is going to say no to someone who wants to step up and contribute more? And so the key is, how can we extract learning and development out of that? We did some research to validate this model. And what we found was that contribution was actually the most interesting of all the dimensions to employees in aggregate across ages, genders, and levels. So contribution is a tremendous opportunity for managers and employees to partner together and figure out, how do I want to make a difference? And while I'm giving back, you know, what can I get back in terms of skills or an expanded network or a portfolio of experiences that prepare me for what growth looks like?
One way I've always thought of it is if I have an employee or as a team member, I have intellectual capital, a certain amount of knowledge that I own, and I view myself as an intellectual capital investor in the organization that I work for. And I expect, just like any investor, to get paid a dividend based on that knowledge. The knowledge that I bring should net me more knowledge.
And I love what you're saying, Ed. It's really a both and a win-win sort of situation that we've got to create here for the employee and the organization. And for instance, when it comes to the second of the development dimensions, competence, when an employee is willing to invest in more skills, more abilities, more capabilities, the win-win is that the organization benefits from a more skillful workforce, folks who can do more. So the organization makes the investment in helping someone to learn. The individual, as you're saying, makes the investment in giving back that capital, that intellectual capital and energy and enthusiasm and everything that comes with it to the organization.
Well, Julie, this is great. We'll refer people to the link in the show notes to get the book and find out what the other five of those dimensions are. But we have an exit question that we ask all our guests, and that is, who is a hero of yours and why are they a hero?
There are so many people, you know, who have a positive influence in my life, in the world. And I, knowing that you were going to ask this because I've listened to your podcast, I kind of went through and I had my list, my dad and some former bosses and whatnot. But I have to say what I settled on is working moms. You know, I've got two grown kids, and I remember how hard it was for me. And the stakes are entirely different now. I mean, the challenges that moms today face are extraordinary and exponential. And yet, millions of them show up every day for their families, for their communities, for their organizations and employers. And to me, if especially right now, given all that we're grappling with, if that's not heroic, I'm not sure what is.
And lastly, Julie, how can somebody contact you?
My website is juliewinklegiulioni.com, and I'm sure you'll put that in the show notes. That's a lot of vowels in there. And then the new book, Promotions Are So Yesterday, is being published by ATD Press, and it's available at all fine booksellers.
All right. Julie Winkle Giulioni, thanks so much for being a guest on the Sage Thought Leadership Podcast.
Thank you, Ed.
Review and subscribe by searching your podcast player of choice for Sage Thought Leadership Podcast.